If Christians are perceived as a whining fringe group, we will not have any real effect on the culture. Ideally, we should aim to have one foot in and one foot out. Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec, we're looking at Philosophers Who Believe, a book edited by Kelly Clark, and this quote I just shared from Linda Zagzebski.
John, Linda Zagzebski is a philosopher at Loyola Marymount University. She is particularly known for her work on the subject of divine foreknowledge and human freedom. As a young person, she wrestled intellectually with the Christian faith. And looking back, she said, "In my Christian education, it would not be denied that it is possible for theistic belief to be justified in the way described by Plantinga. It does not need propositional evidence, but there's no doubt that it was thought to be epistemically superior to have reasons." Zagzebski agrees with Christian philosopher Alvin Plantinga. It's not necessary to have arguments or evidence to justify your belief in God, but it certainly helps.
So would she be an example of someone who was drawn closer to Christ through reason?
She grew up asking questions and finding answers, which helped build a foundation for her belief. However, she pursued questions about the Christian faith in the context of Christian community. She said, "If we disengage ourselves from the practice of faith in order to find out if it is justified, there is very little chance that we will ever find out." Linda Zagzebski has said, "In the end, the experience of knowing godly people is the most important evidence for the truth of Christianity."
Reason Why with Alec McClellan, Ultimate Truth for Ordinary People. More at reasonwhy.org, including Alec's book, A Jigsaw Guide to Making Sense of the World, reasonwhy.org. Reason Why is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Global Ministries.